turkey and eggs benedict and pretty much anything you wanted.
Oh, okay.
Buttload of food.
A
A buttload.
buttload.
Yes. A buttload.
Buttload.
Mm-hmm.
Buttload.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm just Andy. How was your holiday?
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Did a little bit of shopping, did a little bit of eating. So it was good. It was good.
So did you buy anything on Black Friday as opposed to going out on Thanksgiving, or did you do it all on Thanksgiving night?
I got most of it on Thanksgiving night because it really wasn't that bad. It was kind of convenient. I like this. I like this, you know, people bitching about not having the day off. It's like, yeah, well, been there, done that.
But see,
shut up and ring me up.
But then you're the problem, John.
I'm not the problem. Why am I the problem?
Because you want to go out on Thanksgiving to shop.
Yeah, so
everybody else wants to be home with their families.
Oh, bullshit. Nobody wants to be with their family. Everybody's looking for an excuse to get out.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, Michael's is opening at 5. We should go.
I did buy one thing, and I think you'll appreciate this, John.
Okay, what did you buy?
I went to thinkgeek.com.
Uh-huh.
Because they were having their 40% off 75 items, which I thought was really odd.
Uh-huh.
But I finally bought something I've been looking for years.
Really?
And you've helped join in the search. I finally bought a little TARDIS.
Oh, you got one you liked. Oh, that's
yes.
good.
Yes. It's actually a Christmas tree ornament.
Oh, lovely.
So I'll bring that to work and I'll put that on my desk.
Oh, does it light up?
Does yes, it does. Things? No, it doesn't say anything, but
doesn't
it does
say,
light up.
Damn it, Clara. No, nothing?
I did find it. Ironic, though, that shipping was more than what I paid for the ornament, though.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's such a ripoff. I hate that crap.
I was like, all right, well, whatever.
So you end up paying as much as you would have if you had, like, found it in a store.
It was $12 altogether with shipping.
Okay.
So, whatever.
Well, that's good.
But I'm sure if I had found this at, like, MegaCon, it would have been, like, $40.
Mm.
So I'll take it for the 12.
Well, good.
Yeah. I had an interesting vacation, I guess you can call it.
Do tell.
So we were going up to New Jersey.
Yeah.
To visit my parents.
Uh-huh.
And I get a phone call on Monday. We were leaving on Tuesday. That my mother had been admitted to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
For something going on with her leg. And my father was like, well, that shouldn't stop you. Come. She'll probably be out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's fine. So we travel up there. We left at 6 in the morning. I don't know if you've ever driven up 95.
I have.
Okay, so once you get to Richmond, Virginia, 95 basically becomes a parking lot.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter what time of day, doesn't matter what day of the week. For some reason, it's always fucking packed with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're sitting, we're probably 15 miles outside of Washington, D.C., and we're sitting in stop dead traffic, and all of a sudden, the car lurches forward. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? Did something just happen to the engine? Well, it turned out we had been rear-ended.
Great.
So I'm like, motherfucker. So I get out of the car, and this woman gets out of her car, and I'm like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I took my foot off the brake for some reason. I just, like, bumped into you. And there wasn't a whole lot of damage, but I was like, all right. So we exchange information.
Yeah.
And what should have been an 11-hour trip turned into 15.
Holy crap.
So we pull into New Jersey. We pull into my parents' house, and I'm like, I'm fucking like beat because we'd been up since 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Get there. My father's there. My mother's coming home probably on Wednesday. So she comes home, and I'm like, I haven't been home for Thanksgiving in over 20 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, what can I bring? And my mom's like, well, you can't bring anything because it upsets your aunt. We're going to my aunt's house.
Okay.
And I said, well, what do you mean it upsets her? And she goes, she doesn't want focus on anything but her food. And I'm like, so I can't bring something to eat or like an appetizer or something? And my mom's like, no, she'll get really angry.
Okay.
So I decided to make an appetizer.
See, I would have brought my own turkey.
So that completely pissed off my aunt.
Really?
Did yes.
she say it to you, or she would just bitch you the whole time?
So I walked and I made a stromboli.
Okay.
So it wasn't that big. It was enough like for everybody to have a piece and whatever. So I handed it to her and I said, you know, my mom said that you had dinner locked down, but I thought I'd bring an appetizer. And she puts it in her, like, I put it in her hands and she stares at it and she goes, okay. And I was like, it's stromboli. It just needs to go in the oven for like 5 minutes to heat up. It'll be great. And she goes, oh, thanks. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, this is my life, man. I can't make this shit up.
You can't win.
And I can't make it up. Like, this is exactly what happened. And I was like, my mom's laid out on the couch because of her leg and she can't walk. And like my 95-year-old grandmother is there and talking to her is like talking to a wall because she can't hear anymore.
Mm. You brought up a stromboli? That sounds good.
No, it's more like, I bought a stromboli. What? I bought a stromboli. What? Here, just eat this. Like, that's the kind of shit.
What is this?
So, and you know, everybody is, I don't want to say tired of my grandmother, but like at one point they left her sitting at the table and everybody left. So she's just sitting there by herself. And I'm like, should we go get grandma or what are we doing? And they're like, oh, she's fine. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then driving home yesterday, it was another like 13-hour trip.
I feel for you. I feel for you. Did you at least get pie?
No, I had cake.
Cake?
This is, well, it was my mom's birthday too.
Oh, I was going to say, what heathens have cake on Thanksgiving? Jesus. Another one of your wacky atheist practices.
I did get turkey for the first time in 3 years.
Well, that's awesome.
It was pretty dry, but you know, whatever. I can't complain.
At least did you tell your aunt that?
No, because there were other people in the room.
Oh, thank God I brought the stromboli. This turkey's awfully dry. Or did you just sit at the table going, need something? Gravy?
So, apparently my aunt has been, this has been a tradition that she does Thanksgiving for the last
20 years,
15, 20 years, whatever it is.
Okay.
And, it was almost as though my family were like prisoners.
Like they had to be there. There was no option out.
Well, no, everybody gets their food and they're sitting there and they start to eat and it's real quiet. And somebody, I don't remember who it was, said, wow, this is really good. And all of my family all at once kind of looked up from their plates and in this weird, like we have to say something. I went, yeah, this tastes really good. And then put their heads back down. And I was like, what is she whipping you on the side? What the fuck is this?
Wow.
I was waiting for them to ask me to say grace because Well, you know, Chris hasn't been here in a while, so maybe he should say grace. No, you don't want me to do that.
Oh. Did you have something in your back pocket just in case?
No.
Dear no. Lord God Allah, may you and Buddha have a great day today, not eating cow. Don't let the Christians get you down.
That's right.
Wow.
That's yeah. Exciting. So it was quite the cluster.
I imagine. Well, that's good, because now you don't have to do another one for 20 years, right?
Well, that's what my mom... I talked to my mom yesterday when I got home, and...
Yeah.
And she goes, so you coming back next year for Thanksgiving? And I was like, yeah, no. Why don't you guys come down here for Thanksgiving?
Oh, they couldn't do that.
Well, they can't because of my grandmother. Until my grandmother dies, they have to...
What?
Because, you know, it might be her last one, John.
Can you speed it up anyway?
I'm sure my parents would appreciate that, but no. But you know, it was weird because the last time I was home last year for Christmas and I went to see my grandmother, the hug goodbye was very much a I'll see you next time. Mm. And this was goodbye. And I was like, all right, that's a little weird. So I don't know if she's feeling something or like...
Maybe she didn't know who you were. Like, oh, goodbye. What's your name?
No, nice, she knows who I am.
Nice Strombol stuff. Little dry, though. Little dry.
Oh, no, not my Stromboli, man. My Stromboli was tip-top.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Tell your aunt that. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. You say so.
Well, hey, didn't happen to me, so it was awesome. That's all there is to it. That's lovely.
It sounds like a movie. It really does, but it wasn't.
It sounds like a bad Seth Rogen movie, which is the sad part. Seth Rogen starring in An Atheist for Christmas.
You know, I've considered recently doing some vlogs, some video vlogs.
Oh, don't do that.
Why?
What are you, a Kardashian? Come on.
No. And you know, for situations like that where, like, people are probably listening going, that didn't really happen. But just to back my stories up and be like, look, this is what really happened.
So what you need to do is get those glasses with the camera stuck in it.
No, I'd like use my cell phone, just be like, look, I'm just going to record this shit.
So you're handing your aunt the Stromboli in one hand while you're trying to focus with the other?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think that's a good idea?
I think that's a hilarious idea.
Because I first came up with the idea because, like, I thought about doing something called, like, Confessions of a Road Rageaholic or something.
See, I couldn't do that because I'd be censored.
Well, it's YouTube. You don't have to, like... censor yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, you might. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of bloggers out there that have an insane amount of viewers for
being just stupid.
Like, yeah, just for like talking to the camera.
Yeah, well, all right, whatever.
I mean, there's a whole section in, like, Barnes & Noble now of YouTubers writing books.
Yes.
So, fuck, why not us, man?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, there's one of those things that popped up on my Facebook was, you know, the top 10 money earners on YouTube. And it's like, really? You're earning money on YouTube now?
Well, the thing has always been... It's per click, or at least right. It used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they said for every 1,000 views, it's $1 or something. But if you're talking a million views,
it's $100.
I mean, that's an extra $100, right?
Right.
What is that? Is that $100?
No, it's like 10,000.
Oh, well, see, there you go. I mean, that's crazy fucking money. And now YouTube Red has come out. And if you pay $10 a month for no commercials, they actually funnel some of that money back to the creators.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a revenue stream there.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And then you sit there and you get other opportunities because you're like, look, I got 1.5 million subscribers.
Right.
And then you can make money that way too.
And all I do is bitch about people in Walmart.
Exactly. John's Guide to People of Walmart.
Yeah. yeah, okay.
All right, so here's the deal I'll make you.
Okay.
You film it, and then you send the files to me, and I'll edit it together, and I'll put it up for you.
Oh, okay.
You won't have to do any of the work but film it then and make your comments.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
You got an iPhone. It'll work.
I could be like that guy who borrowed his kid's GoPro to go to Vegas and had it facing the wrong way the entire trip. And look, over there's the Eiffel Tower. Look at it. Isn't it great? This escalator is so long. Yeah.
It could be a money stream, like a revenue stream, man.
Could. It could. Nobody likes a weak stream. Just don't cross them.
That's right. Get it on your shoes.
Or get it on your shoes. Or your neighbor's shoes. That's worse. That's kind of gross.
What if he gets yours on your shoes? Or his on your shoes?
Ew, nasty.
And you got to...
Is that because you have a white stance?
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to like lick it off?
No.
Blah-lum, blah-lum.
Ew.
No?
Ew. No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope. Well, that sounds like you had an incredible holiday. That's awesome.
It was something. I wouldn't call it incredible, but it was something.
It was material. And just remember that.
It was 10 minutes of material.
There you go. See? That's all that matters. All that matters.
Yeah, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So did you finish all your shopping while you were there?
No.
Does Jersey have sales tax on clothing? That's like the big thing when I go home. It's like, oh, you should buy this while you're here. You'll save 7%. Yeah, but I got to pay $50 for the extra suitcase.
That's right.
So, yeah. Good times. Actually, back home, they couldn't go shopping until Friday morning.
Ooh.
Because they still have some puritanical laws on the books. I'm serious. Some of them were pushing it to 12:01 a.m., but, you know, not all of them. Some of them couldn't get away with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, why wouldn't you just do it all online?
Well, because it's not the same.
It is for me.
Well, that's you. Some people like to get out there.
Why? Why would you want to be around all those people?
Because you're allowed to, like, elbow people, and you don't get, you know, it's like, okay. You can elbow them, trip them, take things out of little kids' hands.
I saw that video. It's
a perfect opportunity to go buy a handgun.
You know, if anybody didn't see that video, they need to look it up. I guess it was it a Walmart that happened in?
I don't remember what store it was in, but one of those.
There was a pallet full of it looked like a crock pot or something.
Yes, I think that's what it was.
So people are grabbing like two or three of these things, and this little black kid had one in his hands, and this white woman comes over and just rips it out of his hands.
Yep.
And stares at the kid, and then the mother's like, give it back to him, and then they start to like push each other. Oh yeah. My god.
Classy, huh?
Did you see the one with the fight where they were like punching each other in the food court?
No.
Oh my god, man, people are fucked up.
They run out of cheese curds? What happened?
They were having an argument over some sale or something, and they just started beating each other.
Nice.
And then like 5 minutes into the fight, people decided that they were going to get involved and like pull them apart. And
nice.
Oh my God, man.
See, nothing ever happens like that when I'm out. I wish. I wish.
Well, because you'd be in the middle of it.
Sure.
You'd be egging them on. You'd be like, hit him.
Hey, did you hear what she just said about you? Smack her. Hit her. Hit her. She said you're a bitch. Fake hair. No. But the thing I really like to do when I go shopping on like Black Friday or Black Thursday is to go down the aisle the wrong way. So if you see everybody's going one certain way to get something, I like to go the other way against it. It's like salmon swimming upstream. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have a cart when you do this?
Oh, of course. And it's also fun to shop from other people's carts.
Okay.
So if, you know, they're not looking and there's something in their cart you want, you just, you know, slow down as you walk by, pick it out, drop it in yours, keep on going. Works like a dream.
And how many times have you done that?
Can't say.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But now we're on the way. Now the, you know, we're on our way down. It's coming up on the end of the year.
I know.
Sad. It's sad. Eh. No.
Eh.
I mean, just
It is what it is. It's another new year.
Chris, another year is gone.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Passage of time just kind of happens, man.
But why? Why? Does it have to?
Well, I guess when you get to be your age, it's kind of hard, huh?
You want it to slow down because it goes so damn fast. And there's stuff in the sink drain that I don't remember.
Corn?
Not in the sink. I'm not 60.
I don't know. Maybe you really had to go.
So it was so much more convenient to run to the kitchen.
Well, maybe you're out in the living room or you're cooking and like you can't leave the stove.
Yeah. Haven't you heard that old saying, you don't shit where you eat?
Well, you're not eating out of the sink.
Sometimes. Sometimes, if you're really hungry and, you know, you dump the pasta into the strainer, it's in the sink, so that it drains, and then you just grab a fork and some cheese, and you just eat it right there out of the strainer.
Oh, that's,
you gotta
that's
watch
terrible.
Out for the corn, but, you know.
Corn?
I don't remember having corn. Oh, silly rabbit.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Just
that's
lovely.
Gross.
Yes, it is.
I've not
pooped in a sink in many years. At least five.
You should try it.
No. I'm good.
Especially if you have a garbage disposal.
Wouldn't it be flying everywhere?
Well, not, you don't do it while you're taking the dump.
Oh, why not? It's kind of like a bidet. Pour some baking soda in there and then, you know, make a night of it. You know, sometimes. It's affordable fun for everyone.
We'll have to film that next time I'm down there.
All right, you climb up on the sink. I'll get you a little step stool.
No, you take it and dump.
No. No. There may be a market for everything, but that's not a market I want to be part of.
Come on, I'll make you a star, kid.
No. Come on, Coco, do it. Come on.
We're not doing any close-ups, though. That's all I'm saying.
Never mind. And now in 3D.
He shit on the lens.
Serves you right. Serves you right.
Uh-huh.
Yay. So what else is new?
Well, since we talked last, we've been through two Walking Dead episodes.
Yes! And Glenn is alive. And Jon Snow is alive.
Supposedly.
And you never see them at the same time, so I think they're the same person.
I think Steven Yeun is actually, like, going over and filming Game of Thrones in his off time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think so. You know, when he was hiding out under the dumpster, he was actually filming Game of Thrones.
So how do you feel about how he survived?
I think that's how everybody thought he survived.
But isn't that lazy writing?
Well, what else was going to happen to him? Was he going to find a hole in the bottom of the dumpster and climb back up through the trash?
I don't know. It just felt like...
Was he going to sprint across the heads of the zombies, like climb on top of them?
But see, what they could have done is, like, if Enid was going to be there, then she could have made noise somewhere else to attract them away.
Yeah.
How come they didn't crawl under and try to bite his legs?
Well, because one tried to get under there and he killed him and he hid behind it. I'm serious. That's what he said he did.
Well, I know, but it just seemed a little convenient that, like, you know, they could have probably gotten his feet on the other side.
Well, they didn't. He's got very tiny petite feet. Very tiny feet. And his feet were covered in zombie goo, so they probably thought they were his own feet, you know. So, there you go. Now, if he had his zombie poncho, he could have walked all the way through.
See?
I think it was amazing that they found all those ponchos in Alexandria. Maybe that's what they wear in the winter.
Yes.
Hey, Deanna, we're going out to the field. Get your poncho. Oh, too late. Yeah. I did not like the little stunt of, and if you watch the first 10 minutes of Badlands, we'll show you an after the credits scene.
Yeah. That's getting a little old.
Yeah, I'm kind of over that. It's like, okay, nobody's watching this show. So, well,
I mean, I'm watching Into the Badlands, but I mean, it's one of those things like they're trying to goat you into watching the episode instead of like just making sure that it's a strong episode on its own.
Right. Well, like, it's like the thing TBS used to do where every show started 5 minutes after regular network.
Yeah.
So it tricked you into like not changing the channel.
Yeah, I remember that. Everything was five after.
Right. Damn it.
Come on.
Whatever.
Well, and I mean, I think if enough people watched Into the Badlands, they'd like it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like martial arts and you like those kinds of movies, this is a TV show that you should be watching.
Sure.
But I shouldn't have to wait 15 extra minutes to go see something for the show that I just watched. That feels
like
cheap.
Stunt. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Either it's good enough on its own, but like, you know, don't try to fucking be like, you know, oh, the only way you can see this is if you watch it or you know.
Well, I mean, you know, the only worst thing they could do is like put Talking Dead on like an hour after. Oh, wait.
Well, and that's the other thing. Like, they wound up showing the same thing on The Talking Dead.
Right.
So what was the big fucking deal?
Well, you had to wait an hour to see it.
Yeah, you had to wait until fucking 11.
Right.
Or actually, that was probably... Was it the last thing they showed? So it would be midnight.
No, it wasn't the last thing. It was maybe 10, 12 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, Negan's coming. It's like, well, who didn't hear about that casting?
Like, well, yeah, it's the dad from Supernatural.
Was he?
He was John Winchester.
Jeffrey...
Dean Morgan? Isn't that him?
Dean Morgan? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was on Supernatural.
I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
I don't know. I just know him from Watchmen and...
As the comedian.
As the comedian and The Losers.
The losers.
Yes. It was kind of like the A-Team. Like they were accused of a crime they didn't commit. It had Chris Evans in it. It wasn't bad.
Okay. Oh, apparently he's appearing in episode 16, according to IMDb.
Yes, he's only in the very last scene of the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, he did play with John Winchester.
Okay.
See, I'm not crazy.
I was never a fan of Supernatural, so you could have said anything. So, but I think it's good casting. I think he'll do pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to put this character on TV, though, because he constantly just curses.
Well, and you know, the funny thing I noticed was that on Talking Dead, they bleeped out the curse words.
Yes, I did notice that.
Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, because Abraham
at the end, yeah,
makes some comment and he says shit or something.
Yep.
And they like muted that word and I was like, what the hell was that?
Yes.
Fools.
Speaking of actors saying shit.
Uh-huh.
Did you happen to see the video circulating this week? There was an outtake from an old Sesame Street episode with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No.
She's on the set and she's talking to Elmo and she's explaining the setup. And then she totally screws it up. And on camera goes, shit! And he goes, you said a bad word! $5! $5! It's very funny. Yeah, so anyway, back to Walking Dead.
Well, speaking of Talking Dead, Jason Alexander is looking really rough.
Well, yeah, he can't find a job since Seinfeld.
I mean, but
everything
like...
Everything he's done has flopped.
I don't know why he thinks that he needs to dye his hair.
Well, do you get to that age?
Do you really? Because, like, it's way blacker than it ever was on Seinfeld.
Yeah, but somebody's telling him it looks good. His agent, his younger girlfriend, his mother, somebody's saying it looks good. And that's why he's doing it. Oh, this will get you more roles. Yeah. Only at the Longhorn. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, they have an odd choice of guests every so often.
Well, it always seems to be like somebody who has something to promote, but they only ever mention it once.
Right.
Yeah, I don't quite get the booking of that show.
No. Now, at first, I thought Deanna was going to die when she fell on the table saw. And then I realized that the walker was underneath her.
Yeah.
Because I saw the table saw and I saw them going down. I was like, oh, shit, that's an awful way to go.
And I don't understand exactly when she got bit.
Yeah, neither do I.
That seemed a little too convenient for me.
It's like, whoops, contract's up.
I didn't quite get the, I want to kill myself, so here's my gun, and then I'm going to use all the bullets on every other walker.
So now the walkers are going to kill her, and she's going to come back as a walker?
I guess.
I mean, that was kind of stupid, wasn't it?
And there was that weird yell, the silent yell thing at the end?
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it was some odd choices.
Yeah, to say the least.
Some very odd choices. I was kind of glad that Carl didn't get his eye shot out. At least not yet.
That's got to happen, because that's how it happens in the comic books.
Right.
I mean, and they were totally leading up to that.
Yes, they were.
Either Carl was going to get shot or have something happen to him, or he was going to turn around and shoot the other little prick.
Right, and he should have. He's like, hey, let me tell you something. Ted was an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a good thing to tell the kid who hates you with a gun.
And then so were you, and then, like, just capped them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Screw you, bitch.
Yeah, one of the guys at work was like, I was a little underwhelmed. Like, they all made it safely into their houses, and it didn't seem like it really made a difference that the walls were down.
Well, they made, yeah. Did they make it to their houses, or they just made it to houses?
They just made it to houses.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. And I'm surprised that Sam didn't get it. The little boy.
Oh, yeah.
Who was afraid to come out of his bedroom.
Well, my first question is, who the fuck is cutting his hair?
Well, his mother.
He has the worst fucking haircut I've ever seen.
Because his mother cut Rick's hair, didn't she?
Yeah, and she was supposed to have been a hairstylist.
Right.
And it's like, that's what you're fucking
doing?
She
was a good one. That she was one. You know?
I guess. Okay.
Not to say anybody can be a hairstylist, but come on.
But, I mean, look, the kid is completely fucked up. He's letting Anson to eat the cookie.
Yeah, that was kind of gross.
The only song that he's listening to is Tiny Tim.
Right, Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yeah, like, that's what you give your child to listen to in the fucking apocalypse?
It's a song of hope, Chris.
I guess. And then she's like, turn off the music, we have to hide. So what's he do? He shuts the door and he turns the music back on.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Why don't you just throw him out the window?
You duct tape his hands together and you throw him out the window. Here you go.
And you know that, like, he's going to be the cause of some turmoil.
And that's what saves everybody, is you just throw him and all the walkers go towards it and then everybody runs the other way.
Exactly.
It's a good sacrifice.
Take one for the team, kid.
That's right. At least your life was worth something. Not much. A little bit.
I mean, it's more than his brother's life is worth.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And why did Dave Grohl take that girl hostage? I'm confused on that.
Because it's times like these you learn to live again, John.
So what do you think, he's going to get away, or do you think he's going to like back into a walker who's going to like chomp down on him?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that what's her name?
Denise?
No.
Carol.
No. Not Rosita, the other one that walked in.
Pancho. Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah, her. Like, she can't keep a girlfriend to save her life. Every fucking time she finds somebody to, like, hang out with, they fucking get killed or
right,
something.
Right, right. Oh, well, that must be telling her something. It's like, hey, do you ever think that maybe it's you?
You should die alone. Sorry.
Sorry. Go find some cats. Why are there no cats in the apocalypse?
There's no dogs either.
No, but
there's no pets.
There's snakes.
Is there?
Yes, because Daryl was eating one in one episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It seems like a lot of the animals have, like, succumbed to walkers.
So, like, they're either at all the way up, or why aren't there, like, zombie cats walking around? I want to see some zombie deer.
Do you?
Yeah, with the glazed over eyes. I think that'd be funny. Like, come on.
That special effect is too much money. I'm sorry. Wow. I mean, look, some of I have seen in the last couple of episodes have been some of the worst visual effects that I've ever seen on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of episodes ago, there was a shot of Abraham when he was trying to get the rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Where he was obviously against a green screen.
Well, they spent so much money on that stupid horde of zombies in the piss.
Yes.
They ran out of it.
I guess, because then last episode they let the balloons go.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, look at the mat lines. And I know I'm nitpicky because
yes, you are.
Because, you know, that's what I do.
Yes.
But like, if I had turned that into my boss, he would have been like, do that over.
Well.
I mean, I guess it's good enough for television. I guess that's the way that works. I don't know.
I think they think that there's so much awesomeness that you're not going to notice. Or not.
Well, normally they're really good with their visual effects.
Right.
And everything is dead on. And it just, this last couple episodes, it was cutting corners.
They blew their wad early.
I guess. Look, we need money to topple that stupid thing onto the...
Right.
Onto the fence. So, yeah, you don't get your balloon. Sorry.
Yeah, and I didn't quite understand the whole foreshadowing with stuff falling off the roof. I kind of thought, oh, somebody's working on the church. Oops.
It was supposed to show instability, John.
Yeah, okay.
Just like the foreshadowing with the ants on the cookie.
Huh?
The ants on the cookie in the beginning of last night's episode.
Foreshadowed.
Was foreshadowing the walkers coming in and swarming Alexandria.
So Alexandria's the cookie.
Yes.
Oh. So that means Michonne's a chocolate chip. If your theory holds true.
Sure. So is Morgan. So is the guy that's laid up in the bed.
Oh, see?
I don't know.
Awesome. Awesome. That's all I got to say.
Have you been... Well, you don't... fuck. You don't watch... you don't have Netflix streaming.
I do not. Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
Daredevil? No. No, I have not watched.
Okay, what about Gotham?
What about Gotham? He finally saw that little bitch for who she really is.
You know, I really liked Tommy Flanagan in this.
Yeah?
Because you totally... I didn't see the twist coming.
Yeah?
I didn't think they were going to kill Bruce Wayne, but I kind of felt like he was going to pretend he did in order to get whatever information out of her, but I never thought that it was all Bruce and Selina.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't like the whole Galavan storyline.
No, I was kind of hoping it was thing. Over.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just hard to watch.
Well, get ready for Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze is coming up.
I mean, and now, like, Penguin's hanging out with the Riddler, and, like, there's wacky hijinks going on with Penguin's sleeping in the Riddler's bed or whatever, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, that's a little
It's weird. Not what this should fucking be, man.
Right, right?
And I really don't like, what's his name? Chiklis.
Oh, is the commish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. Somebody owed him a favor. That's all I can say. Somebody must have owed him a favor.
He was in a police show. He was in a couple of police shows, and he was in a superhero movie. It's like, yeah, but you got to look at what those were.
He was in a superhero movie and a superhero TV show.
Yeah. Oh, well, then he must be good.
Yes. Well.
I don't know. It's one of those things, like, I really had high hopes. And, you know, when they were doing the, what were they called? Maniacs. When they were doing the Maniac storyline, I really enjoyed the show. Because it was chaos, and it was like you never knew what they were going to do. And now it's just we're back to by the numbers. And it's just every week it's Jim Gordon. He's got to go do something, and don't know whether he's going to do the right thing or the wrong thing, and who's going to get killed for it. And makes my head hurt.
Oh, poor thing. Poor thing. So you don't like the new direction they're taking this year?
I did in the beginning, and now it feels like last season again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should start watching Supergirl.
Maybe you should. Because then you'll have something new to hate. Then we can discuss why Jimmy Olsen is black. And he's James. He's James Olsen. He's not Jimmy. But he's dating Lucy Lang. Lucy Lang? No, Lucy Lane, Lois's sister.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Yeah, it's. Yeah, but I love Calista Flockhart. She is such a heartless bitch.
Oh, there you go.
I think she's doing a great job.
Is she the best part of the show, though?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad. But, you know, girl power.
I mean, do you think it's made... Well, obviously it's made for that demographic. But do you think they're trying too hard?
Yes.
Okay.
They're... It feels like a weaker version of Smallville.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because there's really no villain. You know, it's Calista Flockhart has this. She's not a Lex Luthor. She's not really evil. She's just self-centered.
Okay.
Supergirl is Supergirl. You know, there's random things go wrong and she goes and saves them. And her adopted sister works for a government agency that's been studying her.
That's where I turned it off. That is the exact moment when I stopped.
Yeah, there's some weirdness. But, hey, there's not much on Monday nights, so there you go.
Well, what happened to the evil twin sister of her mother that wants to take over the world?
Oh, that was gone in an episode.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was gone in an episode.
That's what the entire first episode was predicated on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Served its purpose. Moving on.
I guess.
Yes. Moving on.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm glad I stopped watching then.
Yeah. I'm finally caught up on Game of Thrones.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I saw Cersei walk through the streets and get shit on.
Shame! Shame!
Shame! Shame. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Which, if you see the behind the scenes stuff, that's not actually
I did
Lena
see that.
Headey.
No, it's not.
Nope. But they replaced her head.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because I wouldn't want to walk down the street naked with people throwing shit at me.
Well, the first thing was...
I'd get a double to go do that for me. Here's a mask.
Lena Headey was pregnant at the time.
Yes.
Which is why she didn't want to do it.
With another one of Jamie's children.
Yeah, well, they keep dropping left and right, so...
Yeah, I know, right? She's going to keep them going.
So what did you think... So there's a scene in the last season where Bram is sitting in jail, and the one of the sand snakes just like totally takes off her top to fuck with him. You know
okay.
what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
Who's Bram?
Bram is the guy that traveled with Jamie. He used to hang out.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say the sand vipers.
The sand vipers?
Or is it the sand snakes? It's one of those.
Is that...
Yeah, the three girls.
Okay. I'm like, I don't remember any snakes taking off somebody's top.
and the youngest one just starts like getting undressed and pushing her boobs up.
Yes.
Everybody was like, was that really necessary?
Well,
like, are they just trying to show tits now, just for the sake of tits?
Yes. Yes. Wait till Diana Rigg has her big topless scene.
That's right. Just wait.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
They need to get Natalie Dormer back into a nude scene.
Which one is she?
She plays Marjorie.
Ah. Okay.
She's also in all the Hunger Games movies.
Okay. So do you think Cersei is now going to make it her goal in life to wipe out the High Sparrow?
Oh, absolutely.
I think she's going to like just decimate them.
I mean, but don't you think it was a little weird the way that all went down?
I don't understand how this new religion suddenly has taken over the city.
That's what everybody was like. Everybody was like, how all of a sudden are they in charge?
Yeah.
And they're putting down all these laws and shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was a little...
And they've got this culture where, like, you know, the highest ranking guy is, like, mopping the floors on his hands and knees.
Yep.
And yet they're then, like, I don't know. It's weird. They're carving stars in their foreheads, Mr. Manson. Never seen that before.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, very odd. Very odd. And do you think that Daenerys has finally made it to the mainland?
No, because the people that ride up and encircle her are the same people that she was with in the beginning. They're the Dothraki.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's kind of back to where she started.
Aww.
Which is really fucking annoying, but
yeah,
whatever.
Right? Interesting. I didn't catch that. Hmm.
And there was that. There was all that like talk of like, oh, finally, Daenerys is finally going to be in a scene with somebody from the other cast, and Peter Dinklage shows up, and they're together for like one episode,
right?
And then she's gone, and you're like, oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, and where did all those people come from, and how did they get so many masks?
Oh,
wouldn't
yeah,
you,
I know.
Wouldn't you have noticed somebody was, like, stockpiling these masks? What do you have there? Nothing?
Well, there was that one episode where they were, like, the people were hiding in the walls.
Yes.
Yeah, it was all fucked up. But it's a great show.
It's a great show. I just hope that Gilly and Sam make it out of there alive. now that he finally became a man.
Well, you know. He saved her. She had to do something to show her appreciation.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Sam could do a lot worse.
Well, he could. I'm sure he will.
Could be banging Jon Snow.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You don't think the Brotherhood rolls that way?
No, I don't think so.
Cold, dark night, up on the wall. They don't have a lot of heat.
Snuggle for warmth.
Yeah.
Sam, get under this fur with me.
You know, the only way to really do that is to, like, you know, push your body heat together. And it's not like they probably wear, like, regular underwear. They're probably just wearing pants.
No, actually, they had underwear in the Middle Ages. That's when it was created.
Oh. And the next thing you know...
Yeah.
Something slides in.
Oops! Stop poking me in the back. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Okay, go ahead.
Is that your sword? Uh-huh.
I call it my dire wolf. Oh, sad. So sad.
Well, and there was that great episode where the White Walkers attacked the village?
Yes.
Oh, that was so fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. So
they just start throwing themselves off the cliffs?
Yes. And then he raises them all from the dead?
Yep.
It's like, whoa, that just kind of made everybody shit their pants on the way out to the boats.
When that one first aired, it was one of those things like they telegraphed the mother of those two kids dying so much.
Yes.
Where she is like, I'll be in the boat right behind you. And you're like, oh, you're
yeah,
dead.
Right.
I don't know what's coming, but you're not surviving this.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, but now they're back to dead. Back from the dead.
That's right.
So I don't understand why the White Walkers are there. Because they're not... Are they becoming a real threat now?
Well, I think they've always been a threat, but they've...
Now they're moving.
They haven't been
south.
Seen in yeah. a long time, and they're moving south. And since winter's coming,
they keep saying that.
I know, and it'll be here soon. But since winter's coming, it's going to be one of those things of like they're White Walkers. They control. They're like at home in the snow and blah blah blah. So if all of Westeros is covered with snow, then they're just going to attack everything.
Okay.
At least that's how I understand it.
I just want to see Ramsay dead.
Oh, he's a douche.
He's an asshole. He really is. And the sad part is he's on another TV show, another British TV show called Vicious.
Okay.
Which stars Ian McKellen as a old gay guy.
Okay.
And
so himself?
So he plays himself, yeah. But the actor who plays Ramsay is like the hot guy who lives downstairs or whatever. It's like Three's Company. But Ian McKellen plays Chrissy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you see him from paying like, you know, stupid guy who doesn't realize these two old men are hitting on him to this really vindictive asshole.
But isn't that the mark of a good
Yes, it is.
A good actor?
It is.
You need to look up the video. There was a video on YouTube that came out last year where it was some like spoof on like a Game of Thrones musical.
Yeah, from Red Nose Day.
Yeah, so did you see that?
Yes.
So where the part where Ramsay walks in and the dude that plays Theon starts shaking?
Yeah.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ah, the internet.
What did we do before it? Socialize, read, go out places. But now you don't need any of that.
I read on the internet.
All from the comfort of your couch.
That's right. I can't tell you the last time I was in a library, though.
Neither can I. Because there's no need anymore.
Well, unless you want to actually like check out books for free instead of going to Amazon and paying for them.
Yeah, but that somebody's left their boogers in for a bookmark? Come on. I mean, why would you want to get
what
my old
library,
books?
What library are you going to? Because I don't want to go to your library. That sounds gross.
It is gross. That's why I stopped doing it. the fun.
Yeah.
Does the hilarity ever begin? You getting ready for some Christmas specials?
No.
No?
No.
You're not going to watch 50 Years of Peanuts?
Oh, are they doing a new special this year?
It's on right now. Oh. Not to be confused with one of the other channels, which is 50 Years of Penis.
Oh. That's the special channel.
Yeah, that's the one where like everybody's kind of jagged and out of focus.
That's the channel that you have to pay real money for.
Oh, that's why. That's why I can't see it.
You have to put in a credit card number.
Oh, give me a credit card number.
No.
You could just keep making them up until one clicks.
There you go. One of these has got to work.
Yeah, right. How many combinations can there be? Well, it's 16 numbers. yeah.
So in that case, do you start with like 15 zeros and a one?
Yes.
That's how far you go?
And then a three, and then a four. And then you get up to like one and zero, one, 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 two, one, three. And then two, one, two, 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 three.
Oh,
and so forth, and so forth.
And so on.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Si.
Bueno.
You're too much.
I'm just enough. No?
Maybe. Maybe.
No? All right.
No.
Lovely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've rattled on for long enough.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to go watch the Peanuts, don't you?
I'm DVRing it.
Oh, Sorry.
I'll buzz through the commercials later.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can go to our Twitter page, our Facebook page, our YouTube page, all that good crap, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
So if Santa Claus is always watching you, does that mean he's like a peeping Tom?